Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to the Horticulture Week podcast. This is going to be a topical Brexit special with a grower from Holland and one from the UK. On the 1st of January 2021, we're leaving the European Union, and there's still many questions to be answered as to where we're going to be for Brexit. We're speaking to two leading nurserymen involved in the plant import trade into the UK. And first of all, I'd like to introduce Jacob Kolff from Kolff Plants in Holland. And then we have Matthew Graham from the Plant Yard in the UK. Now, Jacob is well known in the UK industry from his appearances at Four Oaks. And he's one of Horticulture Week's favourite Dutch growers and a premium exporter of nursery stock to the UK. And Matt is one of the nicest men in horticulture, formerly of Homebase. He's experienced in plant sourcing from the Eurozone. And with Matt Dixon, his business partner, runs the Plant Yard supplying EU and UK source plants to UK garden centres. So, Jacob, can you tell me a little bit about your business just to begin with, please?
Yes, no problem. I'm Jacob Kolff. I started my business in 1990. About 30 years, just over 30 years ago. I represent a group of nurseries. From each of them is specialized in something different. So that goes from rooted cuttings all the way to semi-mature trees, but also French jumbo plugs and Italian plants. I employ sales reps in the UK, and we have hundreds of customers across the British Isles. Our main market is the UK. We, since 5 years when I saw this all coming up, we start looking further afield to other markets because I found it all getting a bit too risky. Business is good, but a lot of uncertainties.
Indeed there are. Matt, can you tell us a bit about your company?
Yes, of course I can, if I can remember. So, hello everyone. I'm Matt Graham. I'm one half of the Plant Yard. We've been going for the last 5 years. My business partner is a guy that many of you may know called Matt Dixon. Our business is fundamentally plant trading. We have a nursery here in Lymington, which is in the beautiful New Forest. We buy plants from all over the Eurozone, including the UK. We bring plants into the nursery, and then we hold them at the nursery here, and we sell them into the gardening trade solely in the UK. We have garden centre customers probably make up about 80% of what we do. The rest is via the cash and carry here on site. We buy lots of different plants, and they come in and out as we go through the seasons. We've been here for 5 years. Business is very good, and it's been a challenging year, as Jacob has just said. But I think we're all very relieved to get through this season.
Great, thanks, Matt. Now we're counting down to the 1st of January 2021. I've been listening to lots of webinars, lots of information, trying to gather what's happening. I'm sure everybody in the industry has. It's the big hot topic. It's the big business stress at the moment. And you two's insights are going to be extremely valuable on this. But first of all, Jacob, what are your big concerns about the 1st of January? What's your biggest worries?
Yeah, my biggest worries are that lorries will end up at the border, can't go any further, because one of the people that has also loaded on that same truck, for example, hasn't got his paperwork ready. Import duties or VAT not been paid because they haven't got a deferment account with an import with a clearance agent. I mean, I have a strong feeling that a lot of nurseries importers are leaving until the very last minute, thinking that a trade deal between the EU and the UK will resolve all problems, which is not true, in my opinion. The whole phytosanitaire part and the VAT that needs to be paid at the border will happen anyway, whatever deal. And I'm happy that it looks like that there are not going to be any import duties on hardy nursery stock. Bulbs, yes, but then the kind of thing that I sell into the UK and Ireland, not. So that cheers me up. And so it's going to be a bumpy ride next year, another bumpy ride. And I'm starting to get grey quickly.
No, indeed. So, Matt, what's your view from the coalface, you know, the biggest concerns for you coming up just next month as we count down?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's just a few weeks away. The big question mark, or the big issue concern that's facing us, Matt, is just one of the unknown. We have a lot of information obviously coming out, but a lot of that information is still yet to be ratified or agreed. Our big concerns are around process, because as a small business, a lot of these processes that we will need to adhere to are very alien to us. When we see process and when we see additional process, we just look at that and think that's okay. We'll obviously do what we need to do, but it's increased cost at the end of the day, and that's a big concern for a small business like ours. And when one thinks the majority of garden centre customers, at least our garden centre customers within the UK, are equally sized small businesses, and I'm sure that they'll be faced with huge concerns too. The other one is around reaction times, really. I mean, the processes from Holland and from Belgium and those countries are amazing. And we can often get products here into our nursery faster from Belgium and Holland than we can from a UK grower. So the processes are so slick at the moment, and that slickness won't be there. That's the fear. And when we hear some of the horror stories of checking at ports, and as Jacob was just alluding to there, those delays are just going to cause concern. And we all need to, I think, reinvent how we do things moving forward. And we will. We'll get there, obviously, because that's what we do within this industry, isn't it? But it is the fear of the unknown, certainly in those first few months. There's going to be lots of sticking points, I think.
You mentioned costs. Rabobank were talking about 19% extra costs. So, Jacob, do you think costs are going to rise a lot? Do you think price rises will happen to the consumer?
Yeah, the UK consumer for definite. And interesting to see if they will continue to buy. I'm surprised plants have gone up a lot already in the last few years, because plants are short. Business is booming, and plants have gone through the roof prices. And I'm very surprised that people are still willing to pay. But I think they got no choice, and you're going to have an empty garden, so it's up to you. And A lot of people haven't got a clue what something costs anyway. So I hope I'm right that people will just absorb the extra costs and spend less money on something else. And I'm glad that the UK is a country where gardening is extremely important for them, and they're willing to spend lots of money for the garden. If this was the case in other countries where gardening hasn't got such a history, it would probably be more difficult. So I'm in the long term, I'm fairly optimistic. I agree completely with Matt that we'll find a way out of this that will work for all of us. And where there's a will, there's a way. And we'll get there, but it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Matt, how are you going to deal with costs?
Yeah, well, we need to fully appreciate, I think, what's involved. And as I was saying earlier, I don't think we do fully appreciate what's involved at this stage. We'll all get a very rude awakening the first couple of times we try and bring product into the country here from our point of view and onto the nursery. And it's only after that delivery lands down that we'll probably fully appreciate the full costs. And we can then reassess. We're looking at ways of reducing, I suppose, the cost to our customers. I think we're in a good position now. Our business is such a size that we can order larger amounts of product coming in to make a consignment larger, and that then dilutes the consignment cost. And as we understand it, there'll be a fixed cost per consignment. So it makes sense if a consignment is a full vehicle rather than one trolley, because if the costs are the same, so that cost is diluted over more units. So until we actually run through the process, it's very difficult to know what those costs are going to be. We will do everything we can. And as Jacob was saying, we are all on the same side, aren't we? And we all need to work together to make sure that we get through this. But we will get through it, and customers will still be buying, the end customer will still be buying plants for their lovely gardens. It's what we do in the UK.
Indeed. So, Jacob, have you got any secrets like Matt had there for trying to mitigate these issues, this paperwork, these costs, any sort of ways, workarounds?
We are in the process of announcing that to our customers in the next 10 days in the form of a letter, where we are going to try to be as helpful as possible from our side to make it easy for our customers to keep buying from us. And what Matt has says, when you fill up a whole lorry lot and you have one phytosanitaire certificate costing X amount, that over the whole value of the lorry, that is very little. So the 19% that the Rabobank is talking about is, remember, that includes also products that that will have an 8% import duty. So, and the products that Matt and I are handling there are no import duties. So maybe the 19% is a bit on the high side, but very much depending on the volume, the order of value, I mean, of the order. So bulking up orders, bigger deliveries, not maybe as frequently as we are used to. And people have to be patient. It's not going to go, can I have at the very last minute another couple of this and another couple of that, and have it. So the service levels are not going to go up. They're actually going to go down. And we'll all have to get used to it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good.
No, indeed. So, Matt, how do you think things will change for your customers, both in the mainland and maybe in Northern Ireland too?
Yeah, I think our customers will soon get on board with the processes there that Jacob was outlining. People will have to be patient, and those people obviously are our customers, and their customers will have to be patient too, to a certain extent. We pride ourselves in reacting very quickly to our customer demands, and if a customer orders on a Wednesday, we will quite often still we have to get a same week delivery out there. I think that may change dependent upon what the product is. As I was saying right at the start, we hold our product on the nursery, so we have a certain amount of flexibility with that because the product is already here. It's not as if we've got to wait for it to come over the water. That said, we do a large amount of landscaping at this time of year, and that landscaping is pretty much bought to order, and it's those bought to orders times that are going to increase, I think. Our customers may, and we're seeing this as an opportunity for our business actually, Matt, because the customers that are still buying direct from Italy or Sicily or wherever it may be may think again, because we've been talking about the increased process that a lot of really small businesses or smaller garden centres, and their focus is retailing, they are retailers at the end of the day and not admin people. I think their focus is going to be directed more towards the retailing side of it, and they may leave the sourcing side of it to companies like ours, whereby we can take the pain. We then bring the stock in here into a UK nursery, and we are invoicing then in pounds sterling as we do. So the paperwork side of it, from our garden centre customers' point of view, is very straightforward. So there's great opportunities, as with all these things. There's a certain amount of short-term pain. We see it very much as a longer-term gain, a longer-term opportunity.
Thanks, Matt. So it's good to hear there's some possible upsides for you. What about you, Jacob? Are there any positives in this for you?
Yes, I noticed that in the 30 years that I've been doing this work, it started that all the plants that went to the UK went through one handful of Boskop exporters. Yeah, and that's gone away. So now you see at the moment that a lot of producers, nurseries, are exporting directly to the UK. A lot of smaller ones as well. And some of them, they are going to stop selling to the United Kingdom, literally, because they can't be bothered. Too much paperwork, there's shortages of plants. Why should I go through all of this? I can sell these plants easily to somebody else, and I can't be bothered. So I think there are opportunities for us there as well, that we are a professional company selling into the UK. We'll be making sure that we can give a high level of service the coming years. And while others are struggling doing that, and that gives us opportunities as well. And just what Matt said, he is doing something similar. He's going to give the possibilities for garden centers to buy exactly the right number that they want plants there and then, without all the hassle of having to import. And so we pretty much the same as both in the same situation. So the opportunities, downsides, and opportunities there for definite.
Brilliant. So that is some good news. Now, just on to the bigger question, the bigger political question of a deal. As we speak, nothing's been done. But Matt, do you think a deal will make any difference to how your business will work?
It's that's a very good question, Matt. Who knows, I think, is the answer to that. We had great hopes at the start of the process, I suppose, that a deal would be done, and it would almost be business as usual with no additional process. There will be additional process that is certainly going to be the case. How much process is yet to be decided, I think. It would be lovely to think that there could be a deal, and that everything will be tickety-boo. I'm not quite sure. It's very late, isn't it? We've got, 3 weeks? 3 weeks to get that deal through and to get it communicated out there. That's a big ask.
And Jacob, you mentioned a deal, and it might not make as much difference as what people think, maybe.
No, because I, correct me if I'm wrong, I understood that if there was no deal, then there will be zero import duties on plants and trees coming from the EU into the United Kingdom. Phyto, biosecurity, all of that is going to happen anyway. So that work will have that. Clearance will happen anyway, whatever happens, deal or no deal. So that makes no difference. The only difference is that I'm worried about the UK economy. And if the economy is in a deep recession in the UK, then people have less money to spend, including having less money to spend on the garden. They might make an exception for the garden. I mean, to be honest, Corona, COVID-19, has been okay for us. Yeah, it's been unhandy to have it, but people were sitting at home. And what do they do when they sit at home? They go spend time and money in the garden. They can't go on holiday, so they spend their money on their house and their garden. And so I think we benefited from that. We might be lucky. Also, during the recession that we had a while ago, we were lucky as well. And I'm not saying that we were recession-proof, but if you were in the building industry, then you would have been a lot worse off, or in the banking, or etc. So we'll be all right. We'll get there.
Excellent. Now, you did mention just earlier on, Jacob, about VAT, and that's a specific concern for you. So could you give us a bit more detail about what your worries are about that?
Yeah. When the British VAT man wants, at the moment when you buy something from another EU country and you are VAT registered, we do not have to invoice VAT. So that's zero VAT. Nice and easy. After the 1st of January, we still invoice zero VAT, but the UK government will say, okay, when goods are coming from a third country, then VAT needs to be paid during clearance at the border and at the UK rate on plants that will be 20%. So that needs to be paid. And now, if you have a deferment account through a contract that you can get with a clearance agent, then you do not have to pay that right there at the border. And you can deduct that through your VAT returns, your monthly or quarterly VAT returns, and that makes it all nice and easy and smooth. And I'm worried that UK importers in general, not only nurserymen and garden centers, etc., but also other industries for sure, that haven't followed that or are not prepared for that. And even big companies that are importing lots are not all prepared. They've done all the phyto. They are aware of that. They know what they need to do with DEFRA. They know they have to have a place of destination applied for that. Not all, but quite a lot of them that I've spoken to have done that. But that deferment account, that's been not sorted all out. I hear from transport companies that are saying, you better hurry up getting that organized, because these agents, they are full. They got more customers than they can handle, and they'll tell you to go elsewhere. And I heard stories that people are struggling finding one. Now, we will help them, and we'll also in the future maybe able to find other ways of helping customers to make it easier to buy from us. But that announcement will come ASAP.
Okay. And Matt, have you got any specific, if we're drilling down, any specific concerns along those lines?
Yeah, well, the VAT, I mean, fortunately we have the window of the first 6 months, don't we, from the VAT point of view. But VAT deferment is going to be a massive sticking point. It's not an easy, it's relatively easy if you have deep pockets, but it's a process that will we don't obviously pay for at the moment, and we will need to make some form of have a policy in place for VAT deferment. So that's a big concern and a big question mark for our business and a lot of other small businesses. And as I keep saying, we are a relatively small business. We're very good at what we do, and we're growing rapidly. But as with a lot of other small businesses out there, these things that cost money are obviously going to be a consideration. That said, clearly we will work with the likes of Jacob, because again we do very similar things, and we'll be working with our supply partners too, along with our customers, to make sure that we try and get through this as easily as we can.
Thanks, Matt. So we're just coming towards the end now, but Jacob, would you just like to sum up your thoughts around the 1st of January and where you're at the moment?
Well, we got pretty much everything ready at our site to do when it comes to the pallets that need to be steamed, our DEFRA, Nachtheimbau, we have had meetings with them. That's all pretty much sorted out. The transport companies we have meetings with, it's all sorted out. And I'm watching the news on a daily basis to see what is constantly changing in the UK, because it's constantly changing. The HTA is doing a lot of good work, and I hope they are going to be able to convince your DEFRA minister to postpone a few things, and that would be very nice. Not sure if that will happen, and a deal, that would be nice. Of course, I still think that, I've been thinking that for years now, that a deal will come. I mean, we need each other, right? We need the UK and the UK need us, and if we like it or not.
Excellent. Thanks, Jacob. And Matt, can you just sum up very briefly how you feel about things as we count down those last few days?
Yeah, sure. I mean, January the 1st is a new year, isn't it? And we all like the new year. And hangover aside, I think that we probably need some more files within the office here. But I think once we get through the first few months, everything will smooth out. We'll find our feet, all of us within the industry. There'll be maybe new processes and new rules to those processes that we need to adhere to, need to learn, but learn we will and move forward. It's a little daunting, but we get through it. It's not a disaster, is it? And we've got a few months before the main season starts for most of the product area. So we've got January and February to be finding our feet. And hopefully by the time we get into March, we'll sort of know a little bit more about what we're doing, and we can have another good season.
Great stuff. Well, thank you very much to my two brilliant guests today, Jacob Kolff from Kolff Plants and Matt Graham from The Plant Yard, and their valuable insights from the two leaders we have speaking to us today on importing and exporting plants around the Eurozone. And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to today's Horticulture Week podcast. Don't forget to look at our back catalogue of podcasts at horticultureweek.co.uk/podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss one. See you again soon.
This Horticulture Week podcast was produced and edited by Christina Taylor. For more podcasts, Horticulture Week news, analysis, exclusive industry reports, insight and data, go to horticultureweek.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.